Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
All right, time out. Hold on, everybody. Kill the intro. Steve, I'm very sorry. I apologize for preempting the start of the show, but I have a very special announcement to make. Board up, I believe you know what to do. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, today's program is a very special edition of Senior Care Live, for today marks the 19th anniversary of Senior Care Consulting.
Happy anniversary to you.
That's right. That's right. Oh, hey, listen now. You're too kind. Oh, please sit down. Hey, now, a standing ovation? Come on, sit down, guys. I don't know if I need a standing ovation, but I sure appreciate it. Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live, and thanks for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. Yes, today is a very special episode where we are recognizing and celebrating the 19th anniversary of my firm, Senior Care Consulting. I could not be more proud of that. In Senior Care Consulting, just is like the Energizer Bunny, just keeps going and going and going, and I have big plans for expansion. So anyway, there'll be a lot more on that later on. But as always, this program is about educating seniors and their caregivers and helping them make informed decisions. And this is a great place to listen and learn. And so many people consider Senior Care Live appointment radio, and I hope you will too. I really do. And I'm humbled and honored that so many people tune in week after week, and they literally set their timers to make sure that they don't miss the program. And then a lot of people, if they do miss the program, they're able to go back and listen to the podcast. So again, I just really, really appreciate you so very much. As always, if you have a question, visit online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, SeniorCareLive.com, or you can call the phone number 1-800-331-6445. All right, so just want to start the program off today. Again, the 19th anniversary of Senior Care Consulting. I want to go back to the very beginning. It's been a while since I've shared my story with our listeners, but just want to discuss, you know, how it all started, and it was obviously a long time ago. So in 2001, my grandparents were living, they're still independent, they were 88 and 89, living independently over in Topeka, Kansas. And up until about age 85, 86, right in there, they were very active, and they went out to eat, you know, a time or two a day, and they sang in the Sweet Adeline's chorus and singing and dancing. They're very active. And then they started, you know, slowing down a little bit, but still doing fine. And one night we had an issue. So my grandpa had early dementia, And he didn't really need a lot of care. He just needed some oversight and supervision. So my grandmother did a great job being his caregiver and watching out for him and just making sure that he got everything that he needed. And she was in great shape, just sharp as a tack. So one night, unfortunately, in 2001, she gets up in the middle of the night. The phone was ringing. She was a little bit wobbly because, she's kind of startled and not fully awake yet. Lost her balance, and she fell backwards and hit the back of her head and neck against the wall on the way down. And unfortunately, she fractured her neck. And this, my grandma Keeker, was just completely independent. She was bulletproof. She bounced back from a fractured hip like it was nothing. I mean, she was just an amazing, unbelievable lady. But let me tell you what. When you're 88 and you break your neck, that's going to take a lot of wind out of your sail right there. And understandably so. So the good news is she was not paralyzed and she did not die from that terrible fall and fracture and accident, but it just really took her to a different place, and she was not nearly as independent and as bulletproof as she once was and acted. So she went to the hospital. My grandpa went with her, and we get this call, and it's amazing. You don't see these things coming. Accidents happen. You just don't see these things, coming down the road. Sometimes they're kind of predictable, but this one was out of the blue. It was just an accident. And so you get one phone call in the middle of the night, and just like this, just like that, blink, your life changes forever. Everything's different. So she got great care at the hospital, and then she went to the rehab hospital over in Topeka. They did a great job. Helping her rehab. She was in one of those stiff neck braces and did not love that, did not like that at all. And then eventually she was able to graduate to the soft collar, but still, I mean, that kind of holds your neck up stiff and you can't turn your neck, and that's the whole point. But did not like any of that. And the bottom line is it was very clear that they're not going to be able to come home. And she said, honey, if we need to move to assisted living or nursing care, whatever you think the right level is, I'm fine with that. But could you please just hold on to the house for us? You never know. We may be able to come home someday. And I said, yeah, absolutely. You very well may be able to come home. No doubt. So we mothballed the house. And then I needed to find a care community for both of my grandparents. And I was able to determine that they would be just fine at the assisted living level of care. Grandpa was not far enough into his dementia to require memory care. They just needed good, solid, everyday, old-fashioned general care at that assisted living level. So here's how I thought this should go. Well, if I'm going to be looking for a place for my grandparents, I'm not falling for the closest one. Convenience is very secondary. I want the best care, okay? And often, and usually, I'll say the closest one is not necessarily your best fit. The most convenient, but maybe not the best care, the best fit. So I'm not falling for the closest one. I'm not falling for the prettiest place. Pretty does not provide care. People do. Hello. Right? So not falling for the closest one, not falling for the prettiest one. And oh, by the way, for the salespeople who are going to try to convince me and kind of hard sell me and hard close me on their place, I've been an administrator of nursing homes and assisted living facilities. I have a lot of questions for you that you probably won't even be able to ask. So let's cut out the sales stuff. I'm here to interview you. These are my grandparents. You're asking me to trust total strangers to provide the most intimate of care for my grandparents. These are grandparents I love dearly. So I'm going to do my homework. So that sounds a little bit arrogant. It's not meant to be, but that's how I thought this should go. So I wrote 8 or 9 major questions on my yellow pad. I went out. I did interview several places, and I did choose the one that I felt would be the best fit for my grandparents. We moved in. As it turns out, they were not able to return to their home. Okay, they were able to age in place there for the rest of their lives for a couple of years. And while we were there, we celebrated quite the milestone. We celebrated their 70th wedding anniversary, which was pretty phenomenal. I mean, not too many people can say that. And then later that year, my grandpa passed away on October the 13th. And my grandma passed away on, October the 19th. And my grandma passed away on October the 29th. It was 10 days apart. And so when you go through that, it really, and that's a beautiful story. I mean, I'm sure, they lived long, happy, healthy lives. The vast majority of their lifetime, they were happy and they were healthy. And you can't ask for much more than that. And I know my grandma didn't want to be here without my grandpa. So I think she just kind of threw in the towel, frankly. And that's okay. So that changes you as a person. And I thought, What are people doing going through that search and selection process without the background that I have? And they're trusting people that may not have their best interest in mind. They're making decisions they regret. They're running around in circles. They're fretting. They're just afraid they'll make the wrong decision. That just must be terrible. I wonder if there's a service like what I offered for my grandparents. I wonder if there's a service like that out there available. I did some homework. I found out there's nothing like that at all. Still isn't, by the way. This is back in 2001. So in 2002, my experience helping my own grandparents find the right place and the best fit, I turned that really difficult experience into a firm called Senior Care Consulting. Later on in the program, I'll let you know exactly how the process works and exactly how the program works, but that's how the whole thing started clear back in 2002. I started on a part-time basis, just trying to figure out how I'm going to do this and improving the process. I went full-time in 2010, and here we are, 19 years later, celebrating the 19th anniversary. We're looking at franchising the business and all kinds of other expansion opportunities. It's just something I'm just really, really proud of. So I just wanted to share that quick story with you to let you know how the whole thing began way back in 2002. Now, the Senior Care Live question of the week, the free referral services promising to help you find a place for your mother or father receive thousands of dollars in kickbacks from the very places they recommend. Is that statement true or false? The answer coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network, where today it's a very special episode. We're recognizing and celebrating the 19th anniversary of my firm, Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited about that. I'm about to jump out of my chair. And as always, if you want more information about the program, just visit seniorcarelive.com. You can always stream the program to any electronic device at seniorcarelive.com. And then through the app, Audacy, AUDACY.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The free, and I put air quotes in that, the free referral services promising to help you find a place for your mother or father receive thousands of dollars in kickbacks from the very places they recommend. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is... true. The answer is true. They do receive thousands of dollars in kickbacks, and I'll have more about that later on in the program.
And now, myth versus fact.
All right, this is one of my favorite segments, myth versus fact. I always love doing some myth busting, so here are a few. So here's one myth, and I actually heard this from just a really, just a kind, wonderful, really smart gentleman a couple of weeks ago, and he said it was his understanding or his concern that in the state of Kansas, they have a very negative view of the Medicaid program, and I'm really concerned that they'll force us, if we ever need Medicaid, you know, on down the road, they're going to force us to go to a Medicaid facility that is the cheapest one, and the state's just going to tell us, you know, where we have to go. And I'm like, oh, whoa, 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 we need to talk about that. That's not true. You're kind of mixing kind of two different things. So what he's tuned into is the Kansas State Legislature has voted against expanding Medicaid and, you know, and all of this stuff, right? Getting in all the politics, et cetera, et cetera. And that has nothing to do with how Medicaid is funded or treated currently today moving forward. They're talking about expanding Medicaid and expanding, you know, some of the qualifications, et cetera, et cetera. But today, if you are over 65, you're on the frail and elderly, the FE waiver is what it's called, and you can qualify if you need care at that long-term care, also known as nursing home level, and you meet the qualifications, which I've talked about many times before. We won't go over that all that today. If you qualify for Medicaid, then you can choose a Medicaid-certified facility to live in. The state does not tell you where you have to go. They do not say, "Oh, you're in too expensive of a facility, and you need to move over here where the state can save $20 a day." They do not say that. They do not do that, and I do not see them doing that anytime soon. And I don't think they could ever do that, right? So the facility, the community, voluntarily signs up to be Medicaid certified or not. Okay, so if they've signed up for that and you qualify, then you're in and you don't have to move. The state doesn't tell you where you go. You have the choice. I guess that's the whole point. So don't mix those two political, we're going to expand Medicaid or not. That's a completely separate issue. So the fact is that that has no bearing on Medicaid coverage at that nursing home level and where you can stay. Here's another myth. I have to stay in the Medicaid facility that I'm currently in, and I can never move again. Okay, well, that is not true. But that is a commonly held belief, I'll say that. Okay, here's the fact. Residents have rights, and you can move wherever you want to move, right? Wherever that's going to make sense for you. So the fact is, if you are in a Medicaid-certified long-term care community or nursing home, let's say in the state of Kansas, you can move tomorrow to any other Medicaid-certified long-term care community as long as they can meet your needs and you meet the qualification, all that stuff. But you can move to another one tomorrow if you choose. And then if you do choose to do so and you move there, then Medicaid stops paying this place today and starts paying your new place tomorrow. Okay, so they just turn off the payment to your current place and they turn on the payment to your new place and direct the funds to the new place. That's it. So you can move from one Medicaid certified community to another anytime you want. You're not stuck with where you're at. And again, same thing in Missouri. If you're in a Missouri Medicaid certified community and you want to move to another Missouri Medicaid community, you can do so. It's your choice, and there's no, Medicaid does not prohibit you from moving. Now, here's the potential catch, okay? And I wish the states had some reciprocity, if you will, okay? They don't. So if you live in Kansas and you want to move to Missouri and you're Medicaid qualified, you're going to have to reapply in Missouri, and then vice versa. If you're in a Medicaid-certified long-term care community in the state of Missouri and you want to move to Kansas, you can do that. You just have to reapply from Kansas Medicaid, if that makes sense, okay? You can't transport that over the border without applying to that state's Medicaid. But at that point, it's just usually a formality, and it's just a rubber stamp at that point. Another myth, the senior care community I'm in must care for me through the end of life, because I heard that they're required to do that. Nope, that is not true. That is a myth, and lots of people believe that. I don't know where they've heard that, but it's around. It's everywhere. All right. So you could be. Here's the fact: you could be discharged for non-payment, and if they can't keep you safe due to your dementia-related issues and wandering or exit seeking, they could also discharge you if they can no longer meet your needs. So don't make that mistake. The fact is, you can be discharged for a whole bunch of stuff, and they are not required to care for you through end of life. And then the last one, all continuing care retirement communities have a buy-in, that large entrance fee up front, and so we're not interested in that. That's a myth. A lot of people do believe that. The fact is, there are many, and these are quality places, continuing care retirement communities that do not have the entrance fee and could be a great fit for you and your loved one. And that's a fact.
For more information about the facts, stay tuned to this program or contact Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
All right. So I am going to, I was going to talk about something, but I'm going to skip that part. I'm going to talk about a teaser. Okay, a little bit of a teaser here. I'll be having an expert physician on the program, and I believe I'm going to be able to have him on the program the 28th and the 29th of this month to discuss COVID-19, to discuss the vaccines, and to answer a whole bunch of my questions that I have about the vaccines. And I'm not going to ask little softball questions. I'm going to ask tough questions. And by the way, I've already asked him these questions, and he was able to answer them eloquently in English so I could understand them, not in doctor's ease. He did not speak over my head. And he made me feel, you know, just very comfortable with the vaccine, a lot more comfortable than I was prior to having this discussion with him. And I kind of alluded to that last week. So here's the ask. If you have a question that you would like me to ask the doctor, I may include that in all of the many questions that I have for him. This will be the full hour talking to an incredible expert about with non-biased, objective information. It will be a phenomenal program that you will definitely not want to miss. And I'll be right back with some more very important information.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to a very special episode of Senior Care Live, where today we are recognizing and celebrating the 19th anniversary of my firm, Senior Care Consulting, right here on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit seniorcarelive.com. And don't forget to check out the podcast of all of our recent episodes of the program. Again, at seniorcarelive.com. You could also find them at all of the major podcast platforms. All right, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right. Every once in a while, I unload on these folks, and today is no exception. There are more and more of these, and I'm putting up my air quotes, free referral services, and they're just popping up like weeds in a garden. I mean, it'll take your breath away. It's happening all around the country, and of course, that would include our local area in here in the KC and extended area, metro area, and of course, on the broadcast area of the program. So I'm getting questions like, well, Steve, how do these referral services really work? I mean, there's just something that's just not quite right with that. It's not quite adding up. And, you know, how do I know if a particular referral service is like what you've discussed on the radio previously? I mean, look, I spoke to this representative and they were just so nice. I mean, they were just incredibly nice. And I'm like, no, I'm sure they were nice. You represent a sale and a commission. You represent their car payment or their house payment. Of course they're nice. They're trying to make a sale. Nice has nothing to do with it. Right? So I'm going to let you know how these referral services work. And I'm going to give you a very simple way to determine if they're really like what I'm about to describe. Okay, so first of all, here's how they work. They get paid for their sales and marketing efforts, period. That's it. They're nothing more than straight commission salespeople. And that's not, you know, there's nothing against the straight commission salespeople. There are a lot of folks out there working on commission sales, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm going to tell you what I think's wrong with this here in just a minute. But they get paid for sales and marketing efforts, period. They go around knocking on every single door indiscriminately of each and every senior care community, and that's going to include independent living, assisted living, memory care, and of course, nursing homes, and continuing care retirement communities. And they don't care who it is. They are trying to sign up as many as they possibly can. And now their efforts even include home care companies. And I'm going to discuss that on a separate program. That is getting crazy. So they're approaching anyone and everyone. And so they have a script, and it'll say something like this. Hello. Insert the name of any and all senior care communities here. I'm so-and-so with insert the name of free referral service here. We're really good at sales and marketing. We know lots of people. We're awesome on the internet, and we run ads, and we do local networking. We're really good at this stuff, and we would like to partner with you and enter into a business relationship with you. Oh, well, okay, well, so what is that all about? What do you do? Well, here's what we can do for you now that you ask. With all of our sales and marketing efforts, and they are tremendous, we will develop leads. And for listeners, you're the lead. The family is the lead. That makes you feel warm and fuzzy, doesn't it? We're going to develop tons and tons of leads, and then we're going to send that lead to you, Mr. and Mrs. Senior Care Community. Some may be needing immediate care, all right, so they're going to need you very quickly. Some may just be looking around. Okay, you will follow up with that lead, and you will get them in the door. Then you will give them a tour, and then you will close them. You're going to close the deal. You're going to close the sale. You are the deal and the sale. Right, so that's up to your salespeople. We'll get them in for you, right? We'll cultivate the leads. You get them in, you tour them, you close them, you sign them up. And if our lead, and we own that lead, by the way, if our lead chooses your place, then you owe us 50% of the first month's cost, 100% of the first month's rent, 150% of the first month's cost. Is that a deal? We got a deal. I'll send the papers over now. Right? So let me put that in perspective. The average place around here is going to be around $6,000 if it's providing care. Could be a lot more than that. So they're getting, based on $6,000, they're getting a commission of $3,000, $6,000, maybe upwards of $8,000 or $9,000 if you're not a very good negotiator. So we're talking per person. We're talking huge, huge money. For some of these companies are paying out tens of millions of dollars for this stuff. Okay, this is a big deal. That's how they work. So here are a few major issues that I have with this. When the senior care community gets a lead from their business partner, the free referral service, the sales and marketing people, right, they're competing with several other places that also got the same lead. So this free referral service will send it to, you know, 5 or 10 or maybe a dozen, maybe 15 different places. And so it is literally a race for these salespeople in the communities to see who can get to you first. They're racing to see who can nab you first. Some of these referral services actually train their business partners, that's the facilities, because they don't work for you, they work for them. They train them that the first one to the lead closes a much higher percentage than if you wait only 24 hours. That's pretty neat, huh? And guess what they also train them to do? They train them. I've read this available to the public. This is not insider information. I just read it on a website. They train their partners to upsell you and to move you out of your budget and get you to spend more money. Now, is that good for them? Or is that good for you? I think it's really good for them, not so good for you. So you could have, again, 10 to 15 aggressive sales representatives just pouncing on you immediately. Your phone will explode with phone calls. And guess what? Many times they'll just continue to call you even if you politely ask them to stop, because they're monitored about their follow-up and how many people they call and close. So how do I know this? You can do the same thing. You can check the Better Business Bureau from some of these companies and just read reports and complaints from real client experiences. That's how I know this. Plus, I've also had clients that told me that's what happened to them. They will try to convince you to choose their place, even if it's not the best fit for you, because after all, they're just in it to make a sale. That's it. You will never hear about another place that may be a better fit if it isn't on their list, because after all, that's not how they get paid. They get paid when you choose a place on their very short, incomplete list of business partners. They don't represent the entire market. Only the places who are willing to pay them gigantic kickbacks. Okay, they're the only places you'll ever hear about. That's it. That's how they get paid. These referral services do not contract with every single provider out there. Even though they would love to, there are many providers out there that are not willing to play the game of pay to play. They're not going to do that. So they don't represent all of your choices in the market, even though they may appear to, we have contracts with, you know, X number of providers all over the country. Well, that's a fraction of them, folks. As impressive as that may sound, it's a fraction, right? And if you don't have enough money to meet their criteria, they will dismiss you quickly. And they may send you a website or a list of places and tell you good luck with that and practically hang up. You know where I heard that? From a client who had a previous experience with them. They were just blown away about how rude they were. So here's how you can tell if that referral service works just like I just described. Ask them one simple, easy question. Hey, Mr. Referral Service, what do you charge for your services to help me and my family? And they'll stagger. And by the way, they've been very well trained to answer this question with a non-answer. Don't let them get off the hook. What do you charge for your service? And if they finally say no charge at all, we're free, then there you have it. If they're free to you, they're getting paid by their business partners, the communities that gladly pay them thousands of dollars in kickbacks. So even though they may appear to work for you, they don't. They work for the places that pay them all of their money. So look for one word, and that word is free. Free, 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 free. So if the free referral services work for their business partners, their care communities, not for you, okay, you have to understand they don't work for you. And that's why they're free, right? This is very clear. And if they worked for you, they would charge you a fee for their services. Just imagine getting kickbacks from the very places they recommend. Is that in your best interest or in theirs? And I think the answer is incredibly obvious.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right. And coming up next, I'll tell you about a service that is the polar opposite. And I mean the polar opposite of what I just described. It's a service that is unbiased, objective, and works in the very best interest of you and your family. You want to know what it is? Stay tuned.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to a special episode of Senior Care Live right here on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network, where today we're recognizing and celebrating the 19th anniversary of my firm, Senior Care Consulting. And that's something I'm really, really proud of. And if you want more information on the program, just visit SeniorCareLive.com. And again, if you have a question for the physician, the expert that I'm going to have in on the program at the end of the month, just shoot me an email, or you can send me a question through the contact form through SeniorCareLive.com or SeniorCareConsulting.com, and I may share that with him. And it may be a question that I'm already going to ask. But if you have a question, send it in. Let's see what we can do to work together on this thing. All right. So I asked you if you wanted to know about a service that is unbiased and objective and just works in the best interest of you and your family and is the polar opposite of what I just described, these free referral services. Can you tell I'm not a fan? You want to know what that is? That is my firm, Senior Care Consulting. That is it. My firm, our services, they are ethical. Our service is a very ethical one. We work for you. We work directly on your behalf and in the best interest of you and your family. And guess what? We're not on the take. We don't receive kickbacks. Not a penny. In 19 years, I have not received a single penny from any provider. Never have, and I never will, ever. That's just, I don't even know how these models work. Right? We are completely objective and unbiased. And this is the business model. It's just a reasonable flat fee for service. And for that flat fee for service, we help you and your family make one of the most important decisions that you'll ever make in your entire lifetime. This is one of the big ones. Okay? And so this model is just like an attorney or hiring a tax accountant or any other professional service provider that helps you through a process. We help you through that search and selection process when considering moving from your home to an assisted living community, memory care community, long-term care community, or a continuing care retirement community, right? It's just very straightforward, very transparent. I think the biggest takeaway on that is we don't have a business partner. Our partner is you. We work for you. We get along with every single community in this entire region. They love Senior Care Consulting because guess what? Senior Care Consulting is a no-nonsense, straightforward referral source for them. And when we walk in the door, they know that they have a 1 in 3 chance that you will choose their place. And so they don't have to pay a penny for that. Okay, so they love that and they appreciate the objectivity and the unbiased nature. They love Senior Care Consulting. So this just works out great. So as I mentioned before and a couple times on the program, I started the company 19 years ago. And again, after helping my own grandparents, that's what led to all of this. Here's how it works. Very straightforward. Step number one, we develop a care profile. And what that means is that we would meet with you and your family and we would conduct a geriatric care assessment. And I've shared some of this on the program with you before. You have to know what you need and what you're looking for before you begin looking for it, right? Very simple. So this is a 6-page worksheet, and we ask tons and tons of questions. And this helps us develop a detailed description of exactly what you need and exactly what we need to find for you on your behalf. And it lets us know what level of care you need, what type of care you need. It lets us know the financing of all this. How are we going to pay for all this stuff? It gives us location parameters. And it also includes such detail as anything that might fall into the category of personal, preference and needs. And we can be very detailed as you want us to be with that. Okay, so that's a very, very detailed description of what we need to locate on your behalf, meeting your exact needs. So step number two, we research the entire marketplace. We don't have an incomplete list of a couple of our favorite buddies that pay us the most money. I mean, all of that stuff is non-existent with my program. Getting paid by the places, that has never entered my mind. I've never even thought of that from day one. I mean, who thinks that way? Right? It's never even entered my mind. And trust me, there are tons of places that would gladly love to pay Senior Care Consulting for their recommendation and referrals. But as of about 2010, the market quit offering me money for that. I think the market figured out old Steve's not for sale. He's dead serious on that, no kickback stuff. Steve's not for sale, but we still like him because he's a good guy. He understands what he's doing. He's a consumer advocate. He works for his clients, so we respect that. And he's an easy guy to work with. And when he brings us someone and they choose us, we don't pay a penny. So we like Steve, but he's not for sale. Okay, so we got over that hurdle a long time ago. So when we're researching the market to identify our top options, we research the entire market, meeting your needs based on the care profile. Number three, we tour each community with you. We're there with you, and we're there to learn as much as we can about each and every community that we go tour. And we conduct a 97-point inspection and performance on it. So what that means is we ask questions that, frankly, most people would never know to ask. Okay? This entire process takes just a few hours of your time compared to the 50 to 100 hours that's been reported to me over all these years by people trying to do this on their own. So it's a huge time saver for our clients. And then finally, we prepare and deliver what I call a summary report, and that contains every single question asked, every piece of information discovered. We calculate exact staffing ratios, and we report to you what the state found in its most recent surprise health inspection. I mean, this report is loaded, usually 27, 28 pages worth of information on the top three communities meeting your exact needs. So now, at this point, you will have a wealth of unbiased, objective information at your fingertips on the top communities meeting your exact needs, all to help you make an informed decision. And now you can choose with total confidence. You're not guessing, no second guesses, no regrets. Now you can make one of the biggest decisions you will ever make in your entire lifetime, trusting total strangers to provide the most intimate of care for this person you love so much. Now you're going to make that decision with total confidence. And I am so proud of my service and my company. I just can't stand it. So I thought I'd let you know about that today. If you or someone you know could benefit from the program, we offer a free consultation. Here's the phone number. Write it down and give us a call, 913-945-2800. That's 913-945-2800. And you could also visit online, it's a really good website, Senior Care Consulting with an ING, seniorcareconsulting.com. And we are ready to help you and your family. Over the last 19 years, we've worked with thousands and thousands of people, and we can even now serve families outside of the Kansas City area in any state in America. Okay, so give us a call, reach out and give us a call. We'd love to talk to you about that. All right, I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. And again, thanks for joining me here today as we celebrated the 19th anniversary of Senior Care Consulting. And I look forward to joining you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.